Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Well, I've missed you guys. I don't know, have you been watching the show lately? It's been incredible. Okay, I love all your comments. I love everything that you're sending. I love when you tell me that you've been connecting with the guests because you know we're here supporting this incredible world of people taking on the mission. And so, yeah, we've been doing, you know what we've been doing? You guys have been attending as well, the 262 Summit, and you are just rocking and supporting there as well. So that's what I mean by I missed you guys, because we have been on stage land. And it is so nice and refreshing to be back a little bit here. I am with the incredible Dr. Robin Rise. And don't let that scare you. She has got the most incredible information to tell you. You're like, what's she going to tell us, Deb? Look at, you guys are like, you know, you are up and you are hip and you are like doing this tech thing like never before. And here's a word that I absolutely love that is good for everyone to know. And she is coming on the show to talk a little bit about femtech. What? I never heard about that. Oh, you get a chance to hear about that. And as you know, we like to bring you things to make you inspired and motivated and, you know, think deeply, and or you're just on here laughing at us trying to do the same thing. So welcome to Mission Accepted. We are so happy that you're here with us today. Dr. Robin Rise is an incredible speaker on the 262. She's also part of this big movement of being in the 262 book, and we're so happy to be here. I know you've heard her before. She's coming up again on the summit, so you gotta join again. But we're gonna talk a little bit, we're gonna kick this off a little bit talking about women in business, because this woman is in business. She understands psychology, which is really important if you decide that you want to be an entrepreneur. You want to jump, you know, you want to jump into this, you know, into this world. You want to have a little bit of that beside you. And then we're going to get into some femtech. Sound good? All right. Robin, thank you so much. I've just enjoyed our experience. It has turned into, hey, someone needs to meet you and you need to meet them. And we've got this great, what I hope to be a great friendship going on. And this is long-term and I just love what you're doing. And it is pretty exclusive. Like, you are the only person I know that is heading your way of doing business on in a way that I've ever seen before. One, it's refreshing. Two, it's enlightening. And three, it can be a little intimidating. And so I'm so glad that you're able to break it down. But let's talk about what it's like to be a woman in business.
Yeah. Well, so here's the real answer is I really had no clue how to be a woman in business, right? I was a clinical psychologist in private practice and always finding myself struggling with the technology and keeping up and how to make it work. So I am fascinated by the things that make our lives easier. All women need their lives to be easier, right? We are absolutely drowning in information and overwhelm. It's so exhausting these days to be juggling as many balls as we're juggling in mm-hmm. the air. So for me, this became sort of a survival thing. Plus, right, I'm also kind of a nerd. Very geeky. And so I'm always an early adopter to any technology. So I always want to get in there and explore it. And just meeting with my brother this weekend, he was like, and I'm the last one to adopt things. So I'm the oldest child. I adopt to things fast. He was the youngest child and he's like, whoa, what is this technology? Are you sure it's safe? So that for me, balancing between those two poles of different people, some of us are going to be like, yes, let's go. And then there's going to be others who are like, this is scary, or I don't understand it. So I want to make it accessible and easy for, in particular, women in business.
Well, I think that, everyone probably nodded their head when you talked about all of the things that are coming at people. And I always say that, I don't know, maybe we lived in the best time of, I remember when, I've had people say to me, if you could do anything for the world, what would it be? And I'm like, if we could go back to not doing business on Sunday, not because, Sunday is God's day or Sunday is family day or something, pick whatever day. But I think it would give our brains time to rest and digest. Because when you say that people are in that O word that I don't try not to talk about, or the B word, you guys are so B. I'm like, no, we're so abundant. It is hard to differentiate unless you really study things like top performance or, high level business to be able to decipher what you need to do, when you need to do it. I had a woman yesterday saying, I don't know how you're doing all these summits. I'm like, I haven't folded my laundry in 2 weeks. I just make a priority. There, it's sitting on the couch. If I need a towel, I know where it is. There was a time in my 20s, I swear to you could have eaten off my bathroom floor. That's how much time I took to detailing. I thought those days are long gone. I have a house cleaner, people, so don't worry. But the point is, it is there is a lot of things firing, and I don't even know so much if it's someone going, I'm not interested. It's just I don't have time to digest the information. So it's one thing to be open to the information, but it's kind of like you feel like you're in these master classes or meditate, like all of these all the time. And when do we have time to digest and implement? So therefore, it becomes scary because even me, I will be the first to admit that there's times where things come in and I'm like, lovely, AI, perfect. And I literally consciously put it on a shelf for 6 months because I'm like, I don't have time to not learn about it. I don't have time to dig in, and I don't have the bandwidth to integrate it. Sometimes I'm one of those, okay, I guess we got to because here I am and I have no choice. And I think it's from a mental sanity standpoint. So share with us a little bit about honestly what you're doing, because thank goodness women like you are taking on a topic, a subject, something that's in depth. And honestly, when I heard you speaking on the summit, Robin, when I heard you giving us some serious statistics, it was like a wake-up call. It was like, wow, we've got some things going on out there and we just can't pretend that they're not. And we're always grateful for advocates in all sectors that we can't play in. But you have full circled encompassed this. And when I first met you and you told me what you were doing, I was like, this woman is way before. Like she's way before. I don't know. I think you were planetary or something, and you came into this planet pretty full loaded. So I'm talking a lot of words, and I'm landing a lot of pieces, but it is complex, I think, for people. And like you said, women have a lot of things on their plate, and where do we go to digest this stuff? So thank you, first of all, and help us out a little bit here on what it is that you're talking. And I love hashtag get the do the book. I'll help you produce the book. Get the t-shirt, hashtag femtech if you haven't already. I will so jump on that bandwagon with you.
Oh, that is so smart, Deb. See, you are the businesswoman. You are the businesswoman, and I'm the nerd who wants to figure out how to make sure that my life is easier, your life is easier, that every woman's life is easier, because that's what we need. So I very much am a in-your-face wake-up call statistic. Like we must act now. Right, but not act in a way that's going to take from us, but in a way that's going to empower us and give us control over our future. Because if we don't, we will lose it. And that for me is the not that every woman needs to know technology, they need to know women who know technology.
Okay, that's a mic drop. That's a mic drop. And it's, you know what, refreshing. And I think people need to hear that again. Because part of the scramble is that we know a little bit of everything because we have to know a little bit of everything, particularly for women in business that have not leaped to the faith of hiring somebody else. They're in that complete exhaustion before someone else goes, does their grocery shopping or does their social media or whatever. And you hear it all the time, I can't do everything. And then the second thing is, I can't afford it. And I'm like, yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. And so, that part though about we don't need to know everything. I always say to people, Just know enough to hire the right person. Just know enough to hire the right person, or really do your diligence on asking for referrals, which is something that seems archaic. Like, I asked someone for a referral, Robin, and they sent me to their website. That's happened twice. I've got testimonies on your website, and I'm like, here's the phone call to my person, check me out thing gone out the window. Am I old school in that? Like,
We are dying for human interaction, don't you think? Like
yeah.
yes, dying, and we're spending, like you said, our Sundays are consumed with tasks and business, and there is no differentiation between us and rest and receive time versus action and doing all of the, and I'm going to call it sort of the masculine driven valued business behaviors. And I am here to tell you that if that is the future, I'm checking out. I do not want to hustle more. I don't want to be more busy. I don't want to study more things that are coming up and how to work TikTok. I just don't. I just don't. I want to savor my life. I want to enjoy relationships and connection and making sure that there, it's, to me, it's the whole global village. Right, we all have this key gift that only we can bring, and if we all work together, which is collectively, that's how the village gets better. I don't need to be a baker if Sue is a much better baker than I do. I am, right? So that for me is what 262, what the all of these series that you're doing are about, is let's share our gifts and work together and collaborate. Because that's how girls do it, right?
Yeah,
That's what we
it
do.
really, yeah, you're right. It is more of a collaborative way of thinking. And also, I think that's where the asset be careful comes in when you talk about women in business and I talk about taking Sunday off or what have you, is that I think what a lot of us want when we go into the world of entrepreneurship is freedom. Freedom to do what we want when we want. I mean, is it a fantasy? Is it a reality? Is it a goal that's worth setting? I think so. Because when I look back, even on the Sundays, like if I choose to do some work on a Sunday, it's by choice, not by have to. Now, a lot of times we tell ourselves we have to if we're deeping down or we're doubling down in our business or we're in infrastructure or we're building, and there's no fantasy. Like for me, maybe there is no fantasy about build. Build doesn't come in quadrants. You don't go, oh, I'm going to build a business. I'm going to build a new division. I'm going to build a new skill and think it's going to fall into a quadrant and not roll over into the other parts of your life. It doesn't work that way. But,
Right.
I get to take this afternoon off and take my son to, he wants to go check out a tattoo artist. And I'm like, people are like, can you have a meeting on Monday? I'm like, no, apparently I'm booked. But you do get the flexibility and you do get your life. But I think the biggest thing is you get to choose. You get to choose. And
Right.
I think it's important that that's a really important piece to know that you want to get to a place that you can choose. I also think that community, like you said, is very important. A trusted community, a supported community, a community that asks you, how can I help you get to six figures a month instead of six figures a year? Also, a community that goes, hey, how's your mom?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. And some of that has been lost in the very linear, directed, goal focused, missing the things that could make your life so much easier that are just in your peripheral vision, but you missed it because you were so focused on just that one linear way of thinking. And so for me, when I found out, there's a couple things that I just are mind blowing to me. That in my generation, since I've been studying neuroscience, since before they could actually study neuroscience, except on dead brains, right?
Yeah.
So understanding that men's brains function in a very different way. They have what's called single focus. So they're good at that. They're linear, right? They can get A, B, C. And women's brains have everything but single focus. We have what they call it diffuse awareness. So we are aware of everything going on all around us all the time. So our brains are much more like a pinball machine than anything linear. So making women understand that the way your brain is working is absolutely the way the female brain is meant to work. Right?
That's
You're
perfect.
fighting, you are fighting society, you are fighting technology, you are right, because you're trying to do it the way the boys do it. And they're just better at it. We can do whatever we wanted to with any kind of effort and focus. I just don't want to. I am so tired of that kind of drive being what defines success. And I know that a circle is more powerful than any kind of a pyramid leadership. There's one person at top. We're all leaders. Every single one of us women is a leader in some way in our community, in our families, and that's what we need to unleash. And
Yeah, no,
that's
it reminds me of a lot of the conversations that are happening in the world of leadership, right, around that. It reminds me of, in my other life, I had a healing massage studio and there was 18 staff. And whether it was just, and obviously it was mostly women, we were healing and tooting and all that kind of good stuff. But it never, it was not, we sat in a circle. We didn't do that like consciously, let's sit in a circle and give each other respect. We just had our staff meetings in a circle and there was no really hierarchy. I mean, it's okay to have someone who needs to make sure that everything goes. You're like that. You're a leadership in your business where you need to make sure that, but everybody in their own right is their own leader that has their own voice. And I think that makes for a different collaboration. And we see those barriers breaking. We see that movement happening. But let's talk about the fear. I've been it. I've been one of them. Technology was not my first, even though I sat with the guy that was doing my coding my first website. I've had seven sites. I understand things like code. I understand things that you can't dive in. I knew enough to know enough. Like at, back then, there was no WordPress and things like that. So in terms of technology, what is it about a new form of technology that makes a fear factor go up predominantly for women? What is it about is it the difference in the brain? But what is it that makes it so difficult for us to go, oh, that sounds exciting?
Right.
Oh, ooh, let's go
That
learn a new program, right? We get intimidated. We get into it's like walking into a gym when you don't know how to work. You're like, something here doesn't belong, and I think it's me.
Right. So that anything that we feel uncertain about, anytime we feel unsure, we're afraid, right? It triggers that. Why would I go forward? Because I don't know what I'm getting into. Now, there's truth too that women have a higher fear ratio about approaching something that's new. And again, it's also what could make our lives so much better, so much easier if we could understand that. Together, if we approach something, if we develop something, there will be people who grasp the technical, the linear, the right coding. There will be people who grasp that. And then the rest of us, because that is not me, not right, the rest of us can rely on these women who absolutely know what and how the world needs to work from a feminine perspective. So, I'm trying not to get too technical, but most of today's technology has been built to exploit sort of the marketplace, to exploit people's information and what they do. Very much a for-profit, pay-for-profit, pay-for-leads, be on top, be the leader. And it isn't working for women. It isn't working for women. Right, we don't have the same kind of capital to buy the attention from the marketplace. But I'm here to tell you that collectively, we control $80 billion on the in the online marketplace. We have something to say, and we have a way that we can change it that works for us, as opposed to a way where we're like, oh, I don't know, do I trust this person? It's going to work for me, right? How do I know if this is the right price or the right person? And that's sort of where I knew what I needed. I need someone who can know what I want, anticipate what I want, give it to me, give me the options, and then let me go explore. But they narrow it down. They help me understand, like, oh, this program would be better for you than that program. Maybe you should do this instead of that based on who you are. So what the FemTech business that we're creating is designed to be that kind of a life GPS for women. So it's making their lives easier, right? I should have brought it. My mom's husband sent me a map of Florida, like map. And I'm I'm not whipping this out on the highway going 80 miles and oh, 70. So we'll say 70. We'll say 70. So I don't want anybody to know anything. But, right, and I was like, no, I have this beautiful thing that tells me on my phone and in my car that, like, there's two different ways you can go. This is the fastest way. This one has tolls on it, right? And I get to decide I want to go this way. And I don't have to fold the stupid map back up and try and put it in a glove box. So we want women to know that with technology, because we're already using this technology, that it makes our lives better. And so getting into that mindset of this will enhance your life, this will make your life easier, helps us want to approach it because we are by nature. And again, I don't write gender stereotypes and all of that, but we are by nature more hesitant to go into the unknown.
Oh, I think that collectively we would agree. I think that even on my website, if you go on there to books yet to be done, there is a book for women, social media for women over 50. I mean, it was like something that came to me when I saw that we had this shift from people doing belly to belly to going online, and just all my sisters that were in business that were over 50 that were like, I'm done. Like, I'm out. Like, I literally had friends to me saying, I cannot do this. And I'm like, if I'm going to do this, you're going to do this. And I mean, I honestly, it was a hardcore study because I was in a business at that time that I felt I was responsible for a lot of people and their paychecks as well. And I mean, it was a deep dive and it was not comfortable, but I saw women, particularly in my industry, they're like, I'm out. I'm like, you're not out. Let's hang in here and let's try to find. And I said, and the part of this book, I'm like, I wanted to fill the back of the book full of women that had technology companies that were supporting this challenging time. And I thought it was going to be a challenge. It seems to be a bit of an ongoing challenge because technology seems to just keep changing and shifting at a pace that is difficult for the brain to conceptualize in amongst our lives. And so I'm like, okay, I got to get that book done at some point, you know. And there's an example, but who knows, maybe it'll be a femtech book. Explain when you say that there is technology that makes, I mean, people get femtech, feminine tech, they get that. And then there's technology. We all know we're using it. I know because I said a word. I think I said a word to Dorothea last night about a project I wanted to do. And I went to my phone and it was at the top. We all know our phone listens. We all know that we're using AI before we ever used AI. We just didn't know it was AI. And all those things. And then there's the whole like fear and privacy and all that kind of stuff that I know that is very important to you. Can you take it down to, you just explained that what you do is make things easier based on our needs. Can you put that into a bit more layman's terms? How do you know what my needs are and how do you deliver that to me? And how is that supporting me, accessible, what have you?
Exactly. So a thing to know, right? So I'm creating a business called Woman Optimized. And one of the ways we talk about it is it's sort of like a biosphere, an ecosystem where women can find what they need, all contained in one place. So it's sort of like, I don't know about you, but I can go down rabbit holes online trying to find something, right? Like, how do I know who's the best dentist for me? It's like, I don't know. I'm in a new area. How am I gonna tell? And how do I know what movie is good for me? I always joke that if my mom likes it, I know I should never go see it because I will hate it. I will hate it. But we don't have that online. We don't have those kinds of trusted sources or signposts to say. So in Woman Optimized, in our little biosphere, our little ecosystem, the goal is that every woman will come into our system, will do an assessment to whatever level she feels comfortable, right? Everything is based on privacy, by the way. So there will be no data of yours, any woman's, that's ever sold or used for anything other than we want to get to know each woman so well that we're like a concierge that can say, you know what, you like Italian, but you like Italian seafood, you go here, right? You like Italian, like me, I'm going to sloppy lasagna, right? Mm-hmm. So, right, we want to start to get to know each woman and who she is, and help her get to know who she is first. So that's the first thing that happens. She comes in, it's like, who are you? Where do you want to go? What do you struggle with? And then deeper questions like, how do you know this is who you are? Like, how do you know this is who you are? Because so many people in psychology, it's something I'm fascinated with, 95% of people believe they know who they are, 15% are right.
Oh, wow.
So if you think about that, right? If people think they know who they are spending their time and money and energy on things that will not work.
Wow. That's a shocking statistic. I mean, I would not have pulled that rabbit out of that hat. Wow. Okay.
No, right. And so the underlying, asking people questions that aren't the easy, obvious, are you depressed, for instance, right? Everybody's like, no, I'm not, right? But everybody's got a different definition, and what does that mean, and how does that look? We're in this time now of there are ways to get to know your psychology that will help define what direction you take that will work for you. And that's what we will do first. So we want to get to know each woman. Who are you really? And you can be as shallow or deep with information as you want to share. But that's the goal, is to get to know the woman first. And then we will create sort of like your personal concierge that will say, okay, so you want to lose 10 pounds, you want to drink more water, and your husband is driving you crazy with how he communicates. We want to give the GPS directions, like, here's some options. We think you should look here and here and here and here. And you pick your path. And then what happens with the technology is we get to know you better. Like, oh, she relates more with this than that. Then we want to be the guide for each individual woman. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I love the, well, I'm a visual learner anyway. So when you say that, it's kind of like you open the door, you know, it's like, and when you say concierge, I think that's really incredible. Because when you think of technology, you don't think of your favorite restaurant. When you think of technology, you don't think of where to go for relationship advice. When you think of technology, you don't really think of all the things that can make your really true heart, soul life better. I, as a woman in business, particularly, I think of analytics, or I think of lead generation, or I think of funnels, or I think of social media or media imprints, or I think of those things in relationship to technology. Now, maybe I'm talking my world, but when someone else, I think data, I think analytics, I think exposure model, you know, and I don't think, how it helps me in my relationships. I don't think on how it helps me find the best dentist based on, you know, what's important to me. Like, you know, I like dentists to show up on time. I don't want to sit in the office for an hour. You know, that'd be my enemy. You know, I like people that are on time, you know, but that's really interesting. That is really interesting. Wow.
This is what we want. It's just, I just want it to be, honestly, right? Like, just be easy. So in talking about the women over 50 who are just signing out, like, I'm out of social media, I'm out of that, because we're exhausted. It changes so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, but if we could make it easy, and that's what technology can do, and technology done right, technology done well, right? So that's why it's important that women develop it and create it, because we know what we want and what we need, how our brain works, how it works better when we all win, when we all cooperate and collaborate and share. It just, the world works better in a village where everybody's not a mean girl, where you're nice to each other and you exchange what you need to know with each other. Like, hey, did you hear about this? We share.
Yeah. So is it a platform that, you know, obviously we can all go to? Obviously it's called Femtech, so I'm assuming it's a place for women to go. And then is it a place where you have businesses, services, like you like if you're concierging, right? You know, that concierge sends you to the right places and the right where to be. So you have this collective of vetted, I would imagine, service providers. And then you have women that are coming in to try to have that, I don't know, go to that one place where you can find your needs and do it in a way that someone really knows who you are. So you don't have to explain every single time. Oh my gosh. Part of why I think we don't get 2, 3, and 4 quotes to things is because we feel like I don't have 4 hours to explain my needs to see if someone can do this. I'm going to do the best I can with the dart in the dark and hope that they can, right? Seriously. Yeah. Mm.
Yes. Oh my God. We all do that, right? We are stuck in the time crunch of like saying a prayer, like, I hope this works.
Yeah. I hope I hired the right person. Hope that they pull through on what I hired them for. You know?
Exactly. So what you're talking about, right, with Woman Optimized is the B2B part of it.
Okay.
Right? Because absolutely, that's what we need, is women who are excellent at what they do. Absolutely excellent at whatever their particular gift is. And it could be, you could be a coach or a consultant or have a program or a class, or you could have a book, a skincare line. There's so many things that women have created out of their gift. And they're stuck in the morass of trying to figure out, how do I market this? And how do I find my ideal customer in this place where there's so many things to sift and sort through?
Right.
So we want to curate, we want to vet, we want to curate, and then we want to get to know each woman business owner and then make sure she is matching with her ideal customer instead of her trying to figure out, where's my ideal audience live right now, because that could change.
Right.
So you learn something, and within the system, within Woman Optimized, the idea is we do the work. We do the technology behind the scenes so that the women who decide to participate don't have to do it. Because why should they? Like, I could change the oil on my car, but I don't want to, and I don't have that kind of time. But somebody does.
Yeah.
And that's their genius. Let them do it.
Right.
That's the general idea. It's like, I just want someone to say, Robin, based on who you are, these are the things you should go to. And I'll be like, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Based on not what you think you are, because you've also taken them through that personal vetting, right? Yeah. Like, yes, you want a dentist. I'll just talk about dentists because I got the best dentist in town. So yes, you want a dentist, but you want a dentist that does this, not just location, but customer service or on time or price or whatever. I mean, my dentist, I've been going to him for, I don't know, 25 years. And after every appointment, he calls me after. Wow. He calls after, you know what I mean? I'm like, hey, you know, hey, Ken, how's it going? He's like, good. And, you know, we talk shop, right? But we talk about, how's your face? I'm like, it's great. So, you know, right. He's like, are you having a glass of wine yet? Do you know what I mean? I mean, I have the best dentist.
Yes.
But the point is, let's talk about you. But I think it's that kind of detail is what you're getting to, right? Not just the shot in the dark. So you say that's part of the technology. Is there something else about the technology? I know you're very big on privacy. I know you're very big on ethical technology. And that's refreshing to this woman in business. So tell us a little more about that piece, because I think that's an important piece to talk about.
Right, because I think we would all be horrified if we knew how much money, I think Amazon makes 80% of their profit from selling your information around the world over and over and over again. Right? And we are being targeted, we are targeted, we are being manipulated, right? We are being used, right? What do they say? If you're not paying for the product, you are the product.
Ooh, that's another mic drop. Say that again.
If you're not paying for the product, you are the
You are
product.
the product. Wow.
Your attention, your time, the longer they can keep you playing the game, doing the scrolling, the more information they have on you. So I don't want to scare you, right? Like I have it's written statistics about so many things that if people knew, like my mom is like, so what? So what if they're watching my what? Right? And I'm like, okay, mom, but what if they were able to get into your bank account on the back end? Because they, right, this data or information slipped out, or your Health Information and Privacy Act, which is the United States version, HIPAA, right? What if they found out that you have diabetes and then your insurance company says, you know what, you've got a pre-existing condition, we're not going to insure you anymore. And that just happened because of, oops, there's a data leak. So if it's a self-contained system, and I work with some pretty genius women who fully grasp all of the implications of all of the behind-the-scenes technology, who want to build an entirely new system, an entirely new way where truly you're protected, and a system where it's win-win-win. There is no, I'm better than you, I pay for more than you, and we all get to share in time, freedom, energy savings, and you get to do what you love, I get to do what I love, and we're not competing, we're cooperating. So I don't know how to describe Web3. We're on Web2. We're moving to Web3. What is that? I'm like, I don't know. It's different. It's different than Web2. It's got a different number. But all of the things behind it, there are some very smart people who fully grasp that. And those are the people that should be doing the work and designing it, as long as their intentions are good for the greater good that everybody on the planet, right? Our whole global village gets to survive and thrive more. Because there are people who are doing some of these technology things now, finding out the amounts of money being spent, right, by big corporations and billionaires is a little daunting, if not terrifying, actually. But if we admit, yeah, and work together, we can develop a system that works for us. Now, not anti-man at all, but like I always say, it takes an equal man, equal woman to create a baby. If we are out of balance, you don't get a baby. And we are wanting to make a creation that continues our whole human species. I'm making this so dramatic. I don't mean to make it quite as dramatic, but it's exactly how I feel about it. We together, right? Everybody's expertise together, we can bring women and women's way of thinking it back into the marketplace because it isn't there.
Now that's not a lot to digest, but it's a lot to observe. And I think that, I mean, for me, and if this is your first time listeners and viewers hearing Dr. Robin Rice, I suggest that you hang out with her for a while, because when I first started meeting Robin and we were having these conversations conceptually, and I was listening and I was digesting that what she was taking in, now as you talk, I'm like, it's fluid for me. Now, as you talk, I'm digesting every word that you said, because I think I'm past the shock factor a little bit, because you shared statistics and it's not really dramatic. I think it's enlightening. And I think that's how you're presenting yourself. It's in a very enlightening way. I bet you there's still people sitting back on the comment you said that 80% of Amazon's revenue, when you see them on the stock market going da 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 da, 80% of that income is from them reselling your personal information. Most people think Amazon make their income by selling mops and computers and desks and, you know, and lights and whatever else that we buy on there, right? How many of us have ring lights from Amazon? It's pretty well the only thing that I ever buy. I'm not necessarily an online shopper with Amazon per se, if I can find it in my neighborhood. But I think people think that Amazon makes its money from products and Amazon shoppers. You know, you can go and become an Amazon shopper. They would have no idea on that. And after listening to you for a while, we start to know that those things are real actuals, things that we need to take note of. And I think part of it is when you explain it and you hang out with you for a while, is you get past the shell shock and you get more into, okay, what can I do about it? I understand it's there, instead of, oh my gosh, I can't do anything about it, it's too big. Now you know you can do something about it, even in your own way of participating. And we know that one drop of water changes. So when we make a shift here and you make a shift here, like, we all know that shifts make waves, right? And I think that's the important thing about what it is that you're doing, right? Conceptually, it's a beautiful thing, and it's an important thing. It's an important thing. We know where we put our money is where you put your vote. We know who we recommend to someone, who we refer to someone, that also reflects on you. I think we know all those things now, but it's important. And when you just described what your mother said, well, you know, I've said it. Well, look it, they're listening to everything I'm saying right now. You know, how much control do I really have? But I do have control. I do have control on where I put my information, where I put my time, how I'm scrolling. I wake up every morning to the same music I listened to yesterday morning. And sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm so glad they know my algorithms. Like, sometimes it's a pleasure because you actually do really know me. Like, I start my morning off with usually Christian country. And so I'm like, I don't have to search for it. Those things, there is some things where you want people to know. But by nature, I think it's important to just understand and digest that even though it's big, even though the numbers are big, even though it sounds kind of scary or dramatic, it's actually something that we can go up against, because as a culture, as a world, we've tackled some pretty big stuff. I mean, we just came through pretty big stuff, and, you know, there's still people here. So I think it's important to know that we can. And I love your concept around equality. It's not about it's not about being exclusive for rights that are not that are self-righteous. It's being inclusive of femtech because there's a need and there's a difference, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's Absolutely. A need and there's a difference. Do you know Yes. what I mean? It's like, you don't teach advanced people beginner. Like, there's a reason why we have two different levels of teachings. And so Absolutely. I think it's important to create safety and technology for women, because it is a place where we get kind of jammed up.
Well, and for the future and for our kids, because it's horrifying to me to watch the difference between my 28-year-old and my 24-year-old and their relationship to technology. Right, each girl is vastly different focus and amount of time. And I would say my youngest has been absolutely sucked into the fake world of social media and TikTok, and that it isn't impacting her brain, mm-hmm. right? The ADHD explosion, the level of depression, the level of loneliness, those things. Again, I don't mean to make it too dramatic, but there's a way that we could make technology absolutely enhance everybody's lives, or there's a way we could exploit everybody's lives. Mm-hmm. And I just think the direction that we've gone requires a feminine touch.
And I think it requires people like yourself that puts it and reminds us, right? Because like I said, I think sometimes we probably lived in the best generation where there was, it just wasn't thought about, right? I mean, technology was this new concept and we feel a little behind the game or whatever it is that we're doing to catch up. But we still have a remembrance of peace and quiet. Now they're like, I'm going to go on a digital detox, because they don't know what it's like to not have a piece of digital platform in front of them. It is how they function. And, you know, for me, I always have to say, okay, you know, each generation was born with the adaptability to be able to deal with the universe they were born into, right? Like, I didn't have horse and buggies, I would have sucked, if there was a horse and buggy. Do you know what I mean? But I remember having to get up and change the channel. I remember we had three channels on our TV. My son's like, what are you talking about? You know what I mean? Like, what are you talking about? It's the same as, you know, when I say to him, you know, we're fighting for equality. And he's like, I don't see inequality. And I'm like, yay, we've made progress in some of it. Like, you know, there's no like, I, you know, there's just in his world, there's not that inequality. He hasn't experienced it. So, or he's like, I don't understand this whole racism thing. He's like, I don't get it because he's not it. So there's different things that they have, that we didn't have.
Absolutely.
But when you talk about the side effects, mm-hmm. right, the side effects of what it is that they have, and that's common norm, I think it is important for people like yourself and your community to go, yo, I think you just need to like check in a little bit here, right? Right. And so, you know, things like TikTok or what have you, when you think that that world is real, it's almost like us watching, I mean, I don't know what show you watched when you were younger, but you know, we watched shows and we thought that was real. Like that was like, we want to be like that. We want to be like them. So I think it's important to highlight. I'm glad that you remind me. Like I appreciate women like you that are willing to stand up, speak up and show up in whatever sector you're in. And that wasn't a pitch, by the way, it's just kind of how I think, but the, on how you went, it's important to stand up because then it makes a collective movement. And I know that you are looking for women that are wanting to learn more about that collective movement. So let's talk about that, because sometimes we hear things like, oh my gosh, what are you talking about 80% Amazon? And what are you talking about that they could tap into my health stuff? And what are you talking about that, I mean, it disturbs most of us that they can figure out what we're doing on our phone,
right?
But we don't know what to do about it. Exactly. But if there's something that we can do about it, if there's a device that we could put on our phone that stops that from happening, now there's a fundraising initiative. You'd sell a kajillion of those things if you could put a device on your phone that would stop that, because it's really no one's business.
It's so true.
Right?
It's so true. And yeah, and that's where the fundaments have to change, right? It's a systemic change that has to happen in technology. And that's, again, that's many pay grades above what I can even conceive of. But there are women now, there are humans now, who are creating what the future is going to look like in technology, right? We just want to bring the female voice to the table. And we know that collectively, when women do things together, we make changes. So I am looking for any woman who wants to learn more about what is coming for the future and how we can bring the feminine. I always think of it like the Peace Council. Did you hear this? That in Native American tribes, there used to be a war council, which was 8 men, 2 women. And then the women had a peace council, which was 8 women, 2 men.
Oh, wow.
And what a beautiful way of looking at the world if we all collaborated and worked together from different perspectives. So I'm looking for women who see that there's something that they want to protect about themselves, about their kids, about the community, about the future, so that everybody is successful. So if you go to womanoptimize.com, there's a waiting list there. Anybody who comes onto the waiting list early will be a founding member. Then there will be benefits that come with being a founding member. Any woman who has a business that is tired of trying to figure out how to buy her way into getting more views or attentions or lead gen, and is willing to think about maybe there's a different way to do this, I want to talk to you, right? Because we are pulling together this massive community of women who are like, we can do this differently. We can do it better. We can do it where we support each other. And like what you do so great, Deb, is you invite everybody to bring their gift to the planet. And it's not a competition. Only you've got it. Bring it. And you belong at your place in the circle.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's very exciting. And so look, where they can reach you is at womenoptimize.com. We're going to have it all in the show notes for sure.
Good.
But if
good, but it's that, woman optimized.
Okay. So W-O-M-A-N.
Okay. Optimize. The reason there's an important distinction, because my fantasy in the future is that my daughters will take this over. And then we will create a Men Optimize, which is where we are funding and supporting the future girls and the future jobs. So that will be the not-for-profit branch. But Women Optimize is each one of us right now, we need to be taken care of. Because unhappy women are not fun to be around. But when we are all nurtured and taken care of, the world is a much happier, better place. So that's the goal. So womanoptimize.com. Take it out to me on LinkedIn. We are starting the movement. We've got some of the technology people who are excited about having their voices and that they get to actually design something as opposed to being in a room with, there's one woman for every 10 C-suite tech company people. And the chance that that woman is going to get her ideas built are about zero. So we're going to give all these women a chance. Like, okay, you've got ideas. We're all voting you in. You design it. And that will change what the landscape looks like.
Very cool. Very cool. Very cool. Okay. Well, outside of that, I have an interesting question for you. I think that was that was a beautiful journey. And I think you do what we so believe in, and it is about sustainability. I mean, you know, we do what we do here because a sustainable woman is a powerful woman. Absolutely. And that means that you have viability, that you have access, that you can take care of yourselves. I mean, you may choose not to sometimes, but you could if you wanted to. Like, a sustainable woman has the ability to make decisions and help others because she's not in survival, right? Survival is a crappy place to be, and we've all been there, and sometimes when we take on new projects we go there again, hallelujah. But if you can be sustainable, it is such a better place to come from, and that's really important. Sustainability is super important.
It is. We're just better when we have our sisters to lean upon. We're just better.
Absolutely. Okay, so I'm going to ask you a completely different question.
Okay.
Completely different question. So you're on your way to a desert island because you've just, you know, you're ready. You've changed the world. You're now, you know, your daughters are taking over your business. And that's a whole other conversation. I got someone to speak that you should speak to about that. Her name is Ramia. I think she's in Switzerland. She's amazing. Anyway, I'm going to connect you to her. Okay, But you are on your way to Desert Island and you have this one beautiful suitcase. You know, you're traveling light, right? Because, you know, it's Desert Island. What do you need? A couple of stories, you know? And you have room for one album that you're taking with you that you could not imagine not listening to for the rest of your days. What are you taking?
Oh, Deb. Questions. Oh, my God.
I know, right?
I want an album that has technology that allows me to play with all of the music. I can't possibly.
Oh, look at you. Okay, girlfriend. Okay, like, check it out. Put it on the counter. What are you taking with you? One album you couldn't imagine. What is it?
One album.
One album, one song, if it has to be a
song. Right now I'm listening to My Universe by Coldplay and BTS.
All right.
But I promise you that will change. But
Okay. Is that your answer for today?
That's my answer. I'm locking
today?
In.
That's what you're taking today?
I'm locking it in, Deb.
I'm locking it in.
Okay.
On, you know, Jeopardy. We're playing Jeopardy. And the answer is...
What is?
All right. Oh my gosh, sister. What a great conversation that we had. What an enlightenment. And look, we were so engaged. And I could hear the listeners almost were pin drop-ish. And like, that's just kind of the little holistic side of me going, wow, like viewers and listeners were on every word that you were saying. It was digestible. It was easy, but it's a movement and it's important. And we know what's happening. And here's an accessible way to be able to shift that and be empowered. So thank you so much for that. Listeners, you know what to do. Do what you always do. Share, talk about it. Move it through your cycles, reach out, ask for more, connect people to Robin, connect yourself. Thank you so much for what you do. Thank you for what you do. And look at, you know, the 262 parties going on. We know the party's going on because look at, we've had almost 4,000 incredible people come. The project is for women and those that support women. So people, that's everybody. We're almost at 34 million media impressions, and that is getting around the world. The word is out. The word is out. And we are down into, we're going down. Every week we're doing a summit all the way to May 11th. And then we made the announcement on International Women's Day that we've opened the Instagram account. We made an announcement that this movement is not going away. We are doing 5 years of book tours. If you're somewhere and you want to come and have a book tour or see a book tour, you reach out. And we can't not stop talking, clearly. So the speakers were like, no, May 11th is not the last date. So we are now doing 4 summits a year. And we are doing double days back to back. So we cover every single time zone with 6 celebrities every quarter. And so the movement is continuing. We're not doing 22 summits in 15 months, but we are doing 4 summits globally. So if you have a voice, if you've got a message, if you've got a meaning, if you've got something you want to share, you know where I am. This is not difficult. It's deb@devdrummond.com. So just pop on over and we'll have a conversation with you. Robin, thank you so much for joining us today. So fun. You.
Just love you so much. You're doing so many great things in the world.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, with that, mission accepted. You know, be well and stay groovy, people. Bye for now.